With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The cost of building new homes, greenhouses, and other industrial developments could be going up in Chatham-Kent. Municipal council members will be asked to approve some hikes in water and wastewater development charges tonight. The report from the Chatham-Kent Public Utilities Commission says the municipality either needs to increase those development charges or put the increased costs of development onto local taxpayers. The recommended increases would add almost $5,000 in development charges for each single and semi-detached home by the end of the 5-year phase-in period. If you know a senior who's making a positive impact in Chatham-Kent, the municipality would like to hear from you. Nominations are now open for the 37th Annual Senior Achievement Awards. You can pick up a nomination form at any municipal center, public library, or senior center across Chatham-Kent. You can also fill out a form online through the Let's Talk Chatham-Kent website. A 21-year-old Sarnia man is facing a drunk driving charge after he crashed a vehicle in the parking lot of a business in Wallaceburg. Police say they were called to the scene on McNaughton Avenue just after 6:30 Saturday night. The investigating officer believed the driver was under the influence of alcohol, so he was taken to police headquarters for testing and was later charged with impaired driving. And the federal government is extending support for Ontario's wine industry for another 3 years. More than a dozen wineries in southwestern Ontario can apply for the help, which amounts to $177 million. Another $836,000 will help wineries across the province deal with extreme weather caused by climate change. The senior girls volleyball team from Chatham-Kent Secondary School opens the OFSA AAA volleyball tournament today. CKSS qualified for OFSA after beating Windsor Holy Names in 5 sets to win Swasa last month. The Chatham Maroons closed out the GOJHL regular season with a 9-4 loss to LaSalle. Chatham will also play the Vipers in the first round of the playoffs. In PJHL playoffs, the Walpole Island Wild are out. They lost 4-0 to the Lakeshore Canadiens as they swept the opening round series. The Blenheim Blades are up 3-0 on Amherstburg after beating the Admirals 6-2. Dresden's down 3-0 against Essex after the 73s beat them 4-0. In the OHL, the Windsor Spitfires lost 6-1 to Mississauga. In the NBA, the Raptors beat Charlotte 111-106, while the Pistons lost to Orlando 113-91. And in baseball spring training, the Blue Jays lost 3-1 to the Red Sox. The Tigers beat the Yankees 7-2. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 18 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 9. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of showers, and a high of 16. I'm Matt Weaverink. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.